Gotcha.
Yeah, little promos.
Yeah, so what are you up to tonight?
Oh, just scrambling to get ready for the rest of this month.
Christmas presents and stuff?
No, I gotta go up to Hillsboro to do some training for work, and then come back home, pack up, and then take off to Roseburg on Sunday, and then I'm gonna go do some commercial crabbing.
Who are you going out with?
Met a guy on Oregon hunting page, and we've been talking for a few months now, and he runs his own boat, and it's like 180 feet long, and he says it's good money, and they're actually going to be getting paid the highest they've ever been paid per pound of crab this year.
We'll see if he can bring some back. Normally Dan Collins or Mike Jones, they do the same thing, and usually they give me a big old bag of it at the end of the season, but they haven't been out in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I had to bribe one of the owners of the company I work for with some crab if they let me take some home. So I told him, yeah, if I can bring some home, I'll bring some to you. And so then he was instantly like, yeah, yeah, it's fine by me if you go then.
Yeah. Well, the owner's of the boat, if he's the owner of the boat, he can set it up. That's what Dan Collins and Mike and them used to do at the end of the season, or, you know, whenever they come back in the port. So, yeah. Yeah, man, he can't beat Dungeness.
Yeah, he's not the owner of the boat. He's just the operator of the boat. But, yeah, I'm sure he'll let me take some crab home, which I told him this evening I've been craving some good fresh seafood because I haven't even had it since I moved to Oregon.
I've been really tossing it back and forth to order some from that Maine Lobster Company. They've got some pretty good stuff on there, but, man, the price is ridiculous. But, I mean, if you got the money, it's all right. But, yeah. Still thinking about it.
Well, I'll see if and how much crab I can take home. Because, yeah, if I can at least have 10 crab in my freezer and be able to hook people up, I definitely will.
Well, even if I'll even pay for it. I mean, it doesn't matter to me, whatever they're getting for market price or whatever they want. I mean, if there's a way to do that, that's fine by me, too, because I wouldn't mind having, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 of them in the freezer, too. So, like I said, if it can work out, I'll pay for them. If you want to pick them up, I'll give you the money since you get back.
That sounds good.
Other than mail ordering them, I mean, even though I can mail order them live, if I get so many, the shipping isn't too bad from Maine. So, yeah, that sounds good to me. See what you can work out and let me know.
Oh, I will for sure.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, so when are you headed out?